A look at Central Ohio's infant mortality offers some startling statistics. Three families lose a baby every week in Franklin County. African American babies are dying at twice the rate of white infants. Celebrate One, formed in November 2014 to address the factors that contribute to high infant mortality. The group will now expand its reach thanks to a $1.7 million grant from the United Health Foundation. Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther says the grant will help train more workers to educate soon-to-be mothers and their families.
We have the most ambitious goals in America to reduce our infant mortality rate by 40% and cut the racial disparity in half. But this is Columbus. This is what we do when we work together and focus on children and families. Over the next 3 years, this money will help support Celebrate One's Connector Corps, a group of dedicated community health workers who will be our boots on the ground in this neighborhood and others with high infant mortality rates across the city. 72 Connector Corps workers will educate mothers-to-be, mothers and families, reaching 27,000 women every year. Corps members will be critical to our work in neighborhoods by expanding the number of residents who are able to conduct outreach, building trust, and by reducing barriers to care in communities at greatest risk for increased infant mortality rates.
Tracy Davidson, United Healthcare Community Plan of Ohio CEO, says the grant will help connect Columbus residents to what they need to have successful babies.
And what I mean by that is babies are born too small here. They're born too early. They're impacted by safe sleep practice or lack thereof. We have issues with tobacco and tobacco cessation problems. And there are racial disparities that we've talked about as a result of social and economic conditions in some of our most precious neighborhoods. But we know that together we can make a difference. Look at this crowd. It has been amazing to hear all of the varieties of individuals that are contributing to this effort.
The grant announcement brought together a bipartisan group of Ohio's congressional delegation, including Republicans Pat Tiberi and Steve Stivers, and Democrat Joyce Beatty. The United Health Foundation was formed by United Health Group, which last month announced it's reconsidering participation in the Federal Health Exchange Program, in part because the company's losing money. A Fortune.com article noted the company has made efforts to contain membership, including increasing prices. Congresswoman Beatty says it's important to separate the company from the foundation.
You may have an entity that has, there's different boards, there's different arms, so today it's about the foundation arm and what they're able to do. I think they're two separate conversations, but I'm very pleased that their foundation arm was able to do the $1.7 million, because without that, I don't know where we would be, because government doesn't have those dollars to put in. And I think it will generate more from maybe other foundations, other companies, once they see the value of what they're doing.
And thanks to the grant, Columbus Community Connectors like Dolores Dawson will begin training later this month.
I will be going door to door, helping women who's pregnant or has been pregnant, helping with their kids, giving them all the resources and information that they need. It's just, you don't want to see them sick. It hurts you to your heart when they're sick. And birth defects enough, and you know, not being able to live to see their first birthday is just tragic.
Officials say training will last about 10 weeks. The community health workers will then focus on areas that account for 42% of all Franklin County infant fatalities, but make up just 29% of the county's births. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.